Stopping the drug trade is still a challenge in Afghanistan. The government there is trying to discourage Afghan farmers from growing poppies. Those poppies produce opium, and that opium produces more than 90% of the heroin in the world. This week, a group of provincial governors from Afghanistan traveled to Europe to ask for more international help. The group included Lutfullah Mashal. He's the governor of Langman Province. That's in eastern Afghanistan, right near the border with Pakistan. The governor says international aid is key to solving Afghanistan's drug problem.
There is a strong link between drugs and terrorism, and there is a link between development and security as well. Where there is development and reconstruction activities, there is security and peace. In our part of the country, in eastern Afghanistan, which was once the most productive area of drugs and pop in Afghanistan after Helmand, now it's almost zero level. The main reason is because the government and international community has provided some reconstruction projects. Roads, for example, in Jalalabad, in Lagman, and in Kunar have been paved, and those roads have helped the farmers to transport their products to market. So when they can make some money from illicit crops, the farmers would not turn into illicit crops.
But what illicit crops could ever produce the amount of money that they would get from illicit crops like poppy?
Well, to be realistic, for a normal farmer in Afghanistan, the money that comes from poppy is not more than the money that comes from rice or any other crop, because most of the benefit and profit of drugs and poppy goes to the pockets of traffickers, dealers, and warlords, not to the farmer. The farmer just gets the same amount of money that he gets for another crop if he has enough water, if he has good irrigation canals, and if he has access to market.
But aren't the farmers themselves being told that if they stop producing poppy, aren't warlords telling farmers then they will have a significant price to pay, including possibly their lives? I mean, aren't they intimidated in some cases into continuing poppy cultivation?
Well, warlords and drug lords definitely have threatened farmers, and in most areas they have leased the lands of farmers for poppy cultivation. But with our security forces' efforts in the counter-narcotics police of Afghanistan, we have helped to not only provide security for farmers, but also stop these drug lords and warlords from intimidating people, especially in the eastern parts. More than 100 labs that were processing opium into heroin have been destroyed. Hundreds of drug lords and warlords have been arrested. So there is a close coordination and cooperation between security forces in the communities and farmers. And that coordination has helped decrease the level of poppy in those respective provinces.
Is that ever going to work, though, in the rest of Afghanistan? As much as we might hope it would, Afghanistan obviously is a very daunting place in terms of road construction and in terms of these development projects that you say can help with the eradication of poppy crops. You're fairly close to Kabul. How many miles are you from Kabul?
We are almost 50 miles away from Kabul, but we believe that, yes, if we provide employment opportunities to people, if we deliver reconstruction and development projects in the areas where people rely only on poppy, and if we rehabilitate the destroyed irrigation system of Afghanistan, which has been badly damaged during the 30 years of war, and if we help farmers with improved seeds, fertilizers, I'm sure that farmers will not rely on drugs. The issue in Afghanistan is the question of needy and greedy. The farmers are the ones who are involved in drugs on the basis of need, but the warlords and drug lords are there on the basis of greed. Our focus and the international community's focus should be the greedy ones. In the beginning, the main enemy was considered the terrorists or the Taliban. Now that everybody has realized that there is a strong link between drugs and terrorism, now they are focusing also on drugs as well.
All right, Governor, it's been very nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. My pleasure, Lisa.
Lutfullah Mashal is the governor of Langman Province in eastern Afghanistan. He spoke to us from Brussels.